Okay, so since I'm becoming such a self-indulgent person, I'm going to do this questionnaire for performers posted by Rascal King last... Oh, Rascal King. I can't tell if last hurrah is his flair. Okay. What is it about posting that makes you do it? It's exciting. I think a lot of people will probably agree. You just want the feedback, you want validation, and, you know, you want the attention. It's just really exciting when you get those little orange envelopes. Though I really don't think, like, any of my singing performances have been that good. I think I would probably sound better if I had, a proper microphone. But, so when I say that, I'm, really being serious. I really feel self-conscious about that. But I do it because it's just kind of, pushing myself. So, what is one tag that you want to record an audio for but haven't? Really brave. I need to be really brave and to really, come out of my shell. I need to do a ramble schlick. So I haven't done one of those because I just, it's really, really daunting to me. Even though I know pretty much no matter what it sounds like, it's gonna probably be acceptable. It's just whatever comes natural. But, it's not that I haven't recorded myself. I have. And shared it before, but just haven't posted anything for the world to enjoy, I guess. What do you think of your voice? I don't like my voice. I think it's too, gruff, masculine. I don't know. It's just too many textures. I wish it was just smooth like this all the time, but I can't really talk like that because it's not natural. I don't know. Maybe I can try. I don't know. So, though I know I have a nice voice, supposedly, because that's what everyone says, but I don't see it. Honestly, if copyright laws weren't a factor, which song would you like to have an audio for? Have in an audio of yours? I never really thought of that. In fact, I'm working on a script right now that has song lyrics in it. Do I need to go and research that or something? I don't know. Never even thought of that, to be honest. Do you ever listen to audios before recording your own? Yeah. Well, I would if I did that kind of recording. Absolutely. Or a response, maybe. Yeah. Absolutely. Is there something listeners do or comment that you just wish they wouldn't? Yeah, I mean, no one that's active here does it, but for example, just random PMs where there's no preamble and the person just today, I got this message from somebody, and I hope he doesn't listen to this because it'll be really embarrassing. Actually, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't tell the story because he could listen to it. He lurks. You know what? Fuck it. Some guy messaged me, and he was like, how did the conversation start? we'd barely even been talking, and I wasn't really interested at all because it was just really generic and just dumb. And, you know, a couple minutes into the conversation, he's like, so, are you dominant in real life, or do you just like to do that in your audios? I'm like, go away. That's really embarrassing. I don't want to talk to you. So I was just like, oh, it depends, whatever. And he, like, continued on with it. And he's like, oh, you know, I have pictures for you to look at if you want to in my post history. And I was like, okay, great, thanks. Thumbs up. So I was like, oh, I don't really, you know, look at people's history until I've talked to them for a while, but thanks. Don't really want to see your penis. Which we all know that's what it means, that he's posted himself nude. Yeah. I don't want to see your penis unless I like you. Thank you very much. Is there anyone you want to thank for getting you into this subreddit? No, I wouldn't want to thank him because he's an asshole, to be honest. The reason I started visiting this subreddit was because of some other poster that he's not really active here anymore, but he used to be. And, yeah, it's a long story. If you really care, you can private message me and I'll tell you the story. But, yeah, he was just a jerk. And he is a jerk. And he still posts once in a while. And he's quite popular. But he just did some not very nice things. So, what kills the mood to record for you? My dog. I have a Pekingese named Rocco. And yeah, he's got like a little scrunchy face, and he's so cute, and he's got the snaggle tooth and the underbite, and he just ruins the mood. Where do you record? In my bedroom with my phone. I don't have any equipment. I have nothing. Sometimes I do it in my car. Many tips for a novice. Just take the plunge. It's worth it. Indeed. Well. Okay. Well, good night, and thank you if you have listened to this.